So we started.
We're started.
We're started.
Take five.
Take five.
So this is Small Town Talk. I'm Jamie Gouget.
And I'm Eric Gouge.
So I would just like to start the episode by apologizing for my voice volume in our intro. We are new podcasters, and I seriously did not understand voice volume when you're listening to yourself. I don't know if any of you have actually recorded yourself and listened to it, even in a voicemail, but it's like very alarming when you actually hear yourself on the lens.
It is pretty weird to hear yourself talk.
Yeah, and then if you're listening to it while live and recording, it's kind of alarming, and you all of a sudden start lowering your voice lower and lower and lower. And all of a sudden, you're barely audible. So, this episode, I'm not wearing headphones.
So you can talk normal.
So I can talk normal and people can actually hear me and not have to turn their volume up to max. So sorry, everyone. Hopefully it didn't deter you from listening to our actual first official episode.
It sounds really good now, though.
Because I don't have headphones on.
Perfect.
So our first episode, we're going to be interviewing Eric. We do have some big interviews coming up in the next couple weeks of local businesses, but we figured start it off right with an actual interview of Senua Gouget. Monsieur Gouget.
Oui.
So, Eric, tell us about yourself.
So my name's Eric Gouge. I've been a resident of Edmonds for 31 years, and I do real estate in Edmonds, question mark? No. I've been doing real estate for 10 years now, and I was in the military for a little bit.
What branch of the military?
I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and then got out and went into real estate in 2008, the best time you could ever go into real estate, you know, right as it crashed down. And now I'm here with you doing podcasts in our basement.
So what made you want to get into real estate?
I think the reason I got into real estate was because I was offered a job in real estate, filling flyers, and it was a lot better than bouncing in bars. Well, you know,
that's goal-oriented.
I was just bouncing down.
I guess I shouldn't say goal-oriented, task-oriented.
Well, it was a lot better job than being up to like 3 in the morning. So it worked out a lot better. And I got to see you more. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do real estate and work with my family, which is always exciting, working with your family.
So besides your family offering you a position in real estate, what made you, was there any other drive that made you want to get into real estate?
No, not really. I hated real estate, actually. I mean, you know the stories. I've grown up listening.
I know, but not everyone knows it, so maybe you can fill us in.
So I grew up my whole life with people telling me about real estate and talking about real estate 24/7, kind of like what we do now. But I absolutely hated it, and I hated everything about it, and I did not want to have anything to do with it. And I said I would never, ever go into real estate because I couldn't take it as a kid listening to it.
So you grew up and decided to subject your children to it.
So, yeah, so hopefully the same thing won't happen to them, though. Maybe it'll just be like me.
Maybe we'll set boundaries.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. Not so much talking about work at the dinner table and things like that.
Yeah. Hopefully your mom doesn't listen to this.
She won't. It's okay.
Technologically.
I am the tech team for our team. So, but yeah, so, you know, that's the reason why I hated it so much. But then once you grow up a little bit and realize it's a good job and you can make your own hours, which is good and bad because you just can end up working till 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night and waking up really early and working, and there's no one to stop you and it can kind of get out of control. It's like going down the rabbit hole of working, right?
But don't you think it's like when you're passionate about something?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's driving you. So what do they say? You shouldn't do a job that feels like a job.
Well, yeah, it's exactly it, right? It doesn't feel like a job. It's just something I really enjoy doing. And who wouldn't like to go look at million-dollar houses and see all these super cool places and meet new people every day and talk to people all the time? I mean, and there's no one telling me what to do besides my mom and me, you know, but there's not, you know, I'm my own boss. I only have to work as much as I want to work to succeed. And that's all we have to do, you know? So it's what other job? I couldn't ever sit in an office anymore and just have someone tell me what to do all day and to force me to do stuff I don't want to do. What's the point of that? Just hate your life.
So the number one question asked this week was, how do you differentiate from million-dollar listing on Bravo?
I'm not a TV show. I'm real.
Okay, but maybe you can break down the misconceptions of what it's like to be a real estate agent on those kind of shows versus, like, what's actually happening. I think some people think it's a life of glitz and glamour, and having a TV crew, you know, obviously you're not on a reality show, but like...
Not yet, anyway.
True, but, you know, for example, say, you know, those people weren't on a TV show. What's the difference?
I think the things that everyone sees on those shows, it's like, you know, you're driving around.
Edited.
Yeah, extremely edited. Showing them like in their helicopter flying around the city or their private driver doing deals in the backseat when it's like mostly you sitting at open house. It's like they show the open houses and they show them like so exciting and so many people. It's like it's probably not always. Well, the only reason those people are there is because there's TV cameras. Half those people won't even show up probably.
If,
yeah, which we can't do. You
so
know.
Maybe you can explain that.
So in the state of Washington, you're not allowed to serve alcohol at open houses, so we're kind of, we don't get to have the parties like other people do. We have to have like juice and stuff and like Subway. But you know, it's just a lot different. There's, it's not all, you know, everyone sees you drive around the nice car and, you know, wearing nice suits, and yeah, that's a part of it, but it's a lot more than that. It's never putting your phone down and constantly working and never stopping and not being able to listen.
Despite having a 2-day-old baby.
Okay, I was not working when we had a 2-day-old
baby. No, I'm not saying you were, but that didn't stop people calling you.
No, yeah, people call you all day and night. I mean, what, people call you, my phone rings at 10 o'clock at night of people calling.
Yep, it's 100% accurate.
And if, you know, if you don't put in that work, though, you'll never get the business. And if you, you know, and it's all about being trustworthy, which a lot of people, you know, you have to be yourself and just be a good person and you'll do well.
So why, you know, despite your mother kind of leading you into this business, why would you choose to stay in Edmonds after being around the world, you know, in military? Why come back to Edmonds?
Because it's home. I mean, really, you know, and there's no place like it.
So we joked in our intro about Edmonds, but, you know, it wasn't quite the exciting place it was.
You and your dad called it Edmonds. Remember last night? He was
yeah,
like,
my dad came over.
We used to call it Edmonds.
My dad is, you know, I'm like a third generation. We were trying to decide the name. Is it Edmonite?
Yeah, Edmonite.
Edmontonian?
Yeah, I'm voting for Edmontonian, even though it kind of sounds Canadian. But
yeah, it does.
I'm Canadian, so I'm the first generation American, well, so it's okay.
You don't count. So my dad, you're second generation Edmonds.
Just yes.
Your parents and...
Third generation Edmonds.
No, because your grandparents moved.
Oh, yeah.
Like, after your parents were born.
So technically they were the first generation to come here.
Okay, then I'm fourth generation Edmonton.
There Edmonton.
Edmonite. I don't know. We still have the verdict's out. Please vote. please vote on our Instagram.
There will be a poll up shortly.
Small Town Talk. PNW is the Instagram, or just our Small Town Talk Facebook page. But we were discussing, and my dad even made a joke before we even brought it up about the podcast, or that we had made a joke about Deadmans. He was like, oh, you mean Deadmans? Because when he was a kid, it was even less, you know, built up into the businesses that it is now. So, you know, it wasn't just us that created that verbiage.
It was probably way nicer, though, back then, because it was just like...
It was more wooded.
Yeah, but then... But also the city was more like, you know... Remember,
it was newer, fresher.
Remember Marty was... So my grandfather used to own a hobby shop in Edmonds, all right? And when he passed away a couple years ago, Marty told me, he goes, oh yeah, I wasn't allowed to go to your grandfather, or no, the pool hall. So he owned a pool hall too and a slot car track. And he wasn't allowed to go to the pool hall because that's where all the crazy sit hours hung out. And his bike got stolen there once.
Is there a worse crime as a kid than getting your bike stolen?
So his mom wouldn't let him go hang out at the pool hall that my grandfather owned.
So let's put this into a visionary tale. So there's a small kid. He's wanting so bad to go to this pool hall. There's probably some
slash older... slot car track too.
Oh, sorry.
He was ahead of his time.
What do we call this establishment?
It was just like a hobby. He had a hobby shop too, separately.
Okay, well, there is a hobby shop of sorts nearby, and I don't think we would describe it as that. We call it a Hobby Lobby, but
no, it's not the same thing. But he had the pool hall and the slot car track, and then the hobby shop, and then he had an upholstery. But
so, what year is this?
This is like in
70s.
Yeah, like early 70s, I want to say.
So we're talking early, not early Edmonds. I mean, what year? Edmonds was like 1910?
1890.
I mean, not 1910. Two? Yeah, like 18. Because they just had the centennial.
Like 15 years ago or 20 years ago. Oh. 1990 something was a centennial.
Oh, I thought it was more recent.
No. I was reading a book a long time ago at Open House. Someone had it as a coffee table book. And it was like from the 90s.
Okay, so we're talking late 1800s, Edmonds was established.
And then it was just a logging town with, like, debauchery and mills on the waterfront and...
Less trees.
No trees at all, just the whole all of Edmonds
it's
clear
kind of
cut.
Funny when you look at old pictures at how little trees are housed in Edmonds is completely surrounded by trees. And if we didn't have trees, we would have a nice view.
Such a good view.
And so it's really funny to look back at old pictures and see what things were and, you know, what happened in between now and then.
It's pretty crazy.
We're really off topic.
That's what happens. You just go where it leads.
So we were talking about my dad calling it Deadmans.
Yeah. But it's not Deadmans anymore.
Right, so we're just talking about the transition, though, between that was 70s to where we are now. And the town was founded in the late 1800s, so...
It's come a long ways.
Yeah.
And now you got all these great restaurants, and that's, you know... But I think our goal is on this is to talk about all these awesome places you have that people don't know about, you know?
So this past week, we had the Halloween festival.
Yep.
So in downtown Edmonds, I'm sure you've probably, we were featured on the news. We saw a news crew while we were down there. But they basically shut down part of Edmonds, and there were cool things going on. There was music. There was costume contests. Kids go around to the businesses.
A zombie walk of kids going around the businesses.
Yeah, there isn't much like running around. It's like you stand in a line and get shuffled. like you're on those airport walk things that just kind of move you instead of you moving yourself.
they should install just a track system to shuttle kids around. Basically. Just make them even. Just follow all the businesses.
I mean, it's fun, but... And this year we had sun. That was exciting. It was cold, but it was sunny.
If only our son was into it.
So our son, Jackson, he refused to put his costume on. So we get down to Edmonds, and he got freaked out by some zombie guys, and he just basically... We snapped one photo, and he just looks like he's in pure terror.
It could be the best photo I think we've ever taken with him, because it's like, he's
almost crawling at my body.
And the look on his face, it was just so horrified, which I feel, I guess it makes me sound like a horrible person, but it's going to be blackmail someday.
I was joking with my hygienist today. I got my teeth cleaned today, and I just said, maybe I should make a book of awful photos to show their significant other someday, and like I keep it in hiding for both of our kids, and just say, oh, finally somebody to show these gems of photos to.
I can't wait for that.
So yeah, Halloween was exciting, and then the local Vore event was on this past Saturday. So that's an event where you can go to a couple local businesses and they give away a grab bag. So unfortunately, this is posting after that, but there will be another one in the spring.
Yeah, they do them twice a year, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it was, what did they say, $1,000 worth of the basket was worth.
Oh, that they gave away?
Yeah.
That's insane.
So, that's exciting. What else is going on?
Not much, you know. Now winter's coming up. You know what? The holiday market.
Yeah, the holiday market just started.
Which is kind of, I mean, last year was, you know, we're working our way up in the holiday market.
Was last year the first year?
I think the year before that was, but.
Where is it located?
I think it's still in that parking lot right next to
the
Pelican? Yeah, in the city, in the new bathrooms.
Oh yeah, Edmonds just got new public bathrooms.
This is the level we're on right now. We've got public bathrooms, finally.
It sounds dorky, but when you are walking around Edmonds and you don't want to have to go into a business and like purchase something to be able to use the bathroom, it's really exciting that we have brand new facilities that you can just like meander into. And actually, it's
literally the first public restrooms that have ever been put in downtown Edmonds.
So exciting.
It's crazy. But anyway, there's the holiday market going on.
So stuff that you can buy gifts. And I know our favorite pasta guy is there, Pasta Lucchese.
Shout out.
We also love your pizza. And then I think there's like some flowers and maybe some wine.
I think there's some candy and stuff like that. I think there's people making wreaths.
Honey?
Just, I think there's a lot of like, holiday stuff.
You know, just meander around and see if there's anything you want to buy your family and friends for Christmas. I mean, the holidays.
Christmas. Or Thanksgiving.
Or Hanukkah.
Or Kwanzaa, or whatever you want, but it's,
you know. Any of the holidays. Yeah.
But, and I think that's really about it. It's going on right now.
In the next week, till we record again.
Till we record again.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this.
Next week we may have a different guest, or it may be Jamie Gouget as our guest.
No, I think we have somebody lined up.
So yeah, so we're getting a bunch of stuff lined up. We got a bunch of people lined up.
We forgot our segment.
Whoa. So, stop the show.
Stop the show. Okay, we can't steal from other radio shows.
It's okay. They'd be okay with it. No, I'm cool if Ron and Don. So
I think we're gonna end every episode with, while living in a small town, it comes with small town crime. Typically pretty funny. So every week we're gonna feature a police blotter of the week.
And what's this week's police blotter?
So this week, I'm just going to start by quoting it. A homeowner found a burglar stealing cigarettes from inside his house. That's the end.
So like a $7 pack of cigarettes.
Is that what they're going for?
I'm guessing.
I don't know. They might be up with tax.
Maybe $9?
Okay, so under 10.
I mean, at what point do you have to steal that? I mean, that's pretty extreme.
So, but do we think it's premeditated?
I don't know.
Only breaking in solely to steal nicotine. I mean, nicotine and tobacco, I guess we should say. But nothing else. Like, that's, you're risking pretty severe
crime. They must have known each other. There must be some connection that they're like, I know that they have like a carton of cigarettes back there. Like, they just flew in from Cabo. They went through duty free. They just picked up at least 5 cartons of cigarettes. And I'm taking some. Like, that's the only thing I can imagine. If it has to be at least
risk
a carton. I mean, you're not going to just take a cigarette or a pack of cigarettes, right? And, like, break into someone's house.
What brand do you think it was?
Probably some. I have no idea. I don't even know what brands there are anymore.
I think it's got to be.
Do they even have the Camel anymore?
I'm sure. Or Marlboro.
I mean, the Camel was always right? Cool, right?
Yeah, I feel like it was. I don't know.
But, I mean, at what point are you like, you just can't ask that guy at 7-Eleven to buy, like, if you're under 18, right? Or is it 21 now? Is it 21 or is it 18?
No, it's still 18.
Okay, you can't be like,
in the state of Washington.
Why can't you just go 7-Eleven and ask that, like, really drunk guy that's going in to buy, like, a 40 to, you know.
Swipe you a pack.
Yeah, you keep the change, man. Just keep the change. Just give me a pack.
You sound like you have some experience.
Hey, man, to get some Marble Reds. I don't have any experience in this. But
it's just theoretical.
I've had a lot of people say that to me. Hey, man, just keep the change.
Give me those Camels. They're cool.
They're cool. Where's Camel Joe at? Bring back the Camel.
So that's our police alarm of the week.
That led down.
Broke in to steal cigarettes. So.
That led down an interesting path, didn't it?
It did. Some insight.
Well, all right. Well, until next week.
Want to say thanks for tuning in. And hello, Poland.
Oh, and Japan. We have also a listener in Japan.
It's really exciting.
Hello.
We knew that Small Town Talk would reach international.
We have already gone international. So.
And we've had quite a few listens. It's really exciting. I hope everyone stays.
It's gonna get better as we start talking to more businesses around town, and we got some pretty cool stuff lined up for the next couple weeks, and some really interesting stuff. We're gonna be talking to Scratch, we're gonna be talking to
Cheesemongers,
we're gonna be talking to
Salt Iron Bar Dojo.
Yep. And then who else are we talking to?
Salish Brewery.
Oh yeah, we've talked.
Casa Waka has said they would be into it, and Ipulo.
Yeah, so we're going to be exploring all these places, telling everyone.
Apparently we have a motive.
What? It's kind
we
of things that we're
branching out outside of this. It just, you know, we're in our
sweet spot,
our infant stages of our podcast. So
it will grow. But if you want to have your business on here, or
please reach out.
Yeah, reach out to us, and
you can reach out via Instagram. Again, it's Small Town Talk PNW, or on Facebook. I think it's just Small Town Talk is our Facebook page, and then Small Town Talk at Gmail.
Cool. All right. Well, till next week. I'm Eric,
and I'm Jamie,
and keep. Your town small?
We really have to work on
this. Yeah,
we'll
really figure it out. We're going to figure out something. Keep it small. Keep a small town talk.
Keep your talk small in this town. No, this is all bad. I'm so sorry. I really apologize.
And good night.